All right, on this episode, we are back again. And we are doing what we always do, talking fat kid shit. I got Nomad Chris. I got my homie Kenneth on this episode. And these country ass niggas eating frog legs? What the fuck? It could be good, though. All right, let's check it out. But before we start this episode off, we're going to start it off with a comedy bit by Mitch Hedberg, speaking on food and sandwiches. Let's do it.
I eat a lot of sandwiches. Who doesn't, man? Sandwiches are easy to eat. But I hate sandwiches at New York delis. Too much fucking meat on the sandwich. It's like a cow with a cracker on either side. What would you like, sir? A pastrami sandwich. Anything else? Yeah, a loaf of bread and some other people? What kind of bread? Rye. No, fuck. Banana. You got banana bread? What kind of cheese? Cottage. Get the fuck out. I'm not making a banana bread pastrami cottage cheese sandwich. That will severely ruin my reputation. I order the club sandwich all the time, and I'm not even a member, man. I don't know how I get away with it. I like my sandwiches with three pieces of bread. So do I. Well, let's form a club then. Okay, but we need some more stipulations. Yes, we do. Instead of cutting the sandwich once, let's cut it again. Yes, four triangles. And we'll position them into a circle. And in the middle, we will dump chips. Or a potato salad. Okay. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about frilly toothpicks? I'm for 'em.
The Two Baked with Orbit Spaceman Show is brought to you in part by...
Jeepers Creepers as well.
Jeepers Creepers fucked up. The movie Jeepers Creepers, bro. So here's why I don't fuck with that movie. Right? So like the dude Jeepers Creepers, the dude who made that movie, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm saying? Is like a... Essentially, this nigga was a fucking pedo, bro. Like, he fucking made a movie about fucking... Getting little kids.
Yeah,
bro.
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Bro. Like, that's just fucked.
I thought the story was about that. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Like, he was, like, the dude, that dude in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah. That dude is on some extra weird shit, bro. Like,
and they turned it into...
Yeah, bro, and it's a fucking movie, bro. Like, what the actual fuck?
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. So, when I was a kid, bro, we was living in North Little Rock, bro. I'd say I was dreaming, but I don't know. I woke up in the middle of the night, take a little blanket off. I thought Jeepers Creepers was standing there. I'm not gonna cap to you. I looked it up and they say it's like the shadow, like the shadow man or something like that. But it was like Jeepers Creepers. Ever right. since that day, I do not like Jeepers mm-hmm. Creepers. But ever
you
since that day,
about the shadow man. You know,
what?
Right?
What they
you
saying?
Take the appearance or whatever you fear the most.
That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
So then he really wouldn't be a shadow. He would just be whatever you're afraid of. Plus, I mean, like, what's so scary about Jeepers Creepers anyway? Just like go stand on something that he, like, you know what I mean? Like, he can't get on or whatever. That's one. And then the other thing is just like, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't gotta be scared of him, period.
Yeah, it's like, you literally are like a crackhead who somebody experimented on. I mean, like, you got wings and shit now. What's going on with this nigga? You
know what
the fuck, bro?
To the man that he's at. Like,
right, like, what the fuck, dude?
What the fuck, nigga?
This
you
dude.
You a motherfucking failure human experiment.
Right, fucking spliced body having ass, nigga.
Oh, fuck on.
What are you looking at, ass, nigga?
What the fuck are you? Where is your physical body at exactly. anyway? Fuck.
No facts.
Right.
You always got a new
guy. You gotta
body.
Cut a light on your ass disappears.
No, on me.
He's kind of like roaches in this bitch. Get the fuck
like
out of here.
He's part roaches, though.
On okay. me.
With bro. Wings, bro. With wings.
Nigga, they got flying roaches. The hell you talking about? He they king.
Bro, you ever think about this shit, though?
It's like, he they king.
Niggas will fucking do anything. Will fight anything. Whatever.
Fight,
niggas
dude.
Will not fucking battle no flying roaches.
I'm right.
Niggas
what
is not
fuck?
Battling no flying roaches.
You right.
Niggas ain't
right.
stupid. Niggas
no.
ain't stupid.
No, you right.
Hey,
going for that
hey listen to me,
that's
though. Listen
battle.
To me. Do you not understand? A flying roach is worse than a bee.
Facts.
I mean, I
a
guess.
A flying roach is worse than a bee, Nate.
You know,
niggas don't like bees. Niggas don't like bees. And I'm allergic to them, so I can speak on this motherfucking shit. So I'm just saying, bro, a roach, a fly roach, worse than a bee. Yeah. Nigga, I will turn white.
That's a no-go for me. I'm not going with
it. I will turn white in this bitch.
No,
for
I'm not going. I'm not going.
Oh,
I'm not even swinging. I'm running. I'm not swinging.
No. So, all right. So, let me ask you. So, would you rather deal with a fucking praying mantis getting on you or a flying roach?
Oh, I'm just going to go with the motherfucking flying roaches, because that praying mantis is going to eat a nigga.
That praying mantis
is going to
eat a nigga.
I saw Kung Fu Panda, man. I seen what
the nigga. Stop it, nigga. This man said Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, I'm good off the hook. I'm good with the flying roaches.
We take the flying roaches any day. We don't deal with flying roaches.
I would DDT that motherfucker, put that hoe through a wrinkle. But that motherfucker.
That's a damn mission.
That motherfucker praying mantis? No. That nigga is the cousin of a locust. I am straight. They eat humans. I am straight. they eat people. Locusts eat niggas.
They do.
No, I'm dead ass. They ain't buzzards. They all in the same motherfucking sub class.
Scavengers?
Scavengers and shit.
I ain't that's why I don't fuck with slugs and
shit, bro. Hey, they really dissolve those skin, cuz.
They ain't really that bad. Now, have y'all eaten snail, though?
But have you, nigga?
Have you, nigga?
Yes.
Have you? Stop it, nigga.
It's
no.
Hey, this nigga always talking about
nasty.
Hey, nasty.
Don't do it.
A nigga went to the motherfucking international market, bro. You know they be having some weird ass shit in that motherfucker, right?
Yeah, bro.
So we walking past the goddamn beef section, and on the end of this bitch, that shit said goat leg, and I just wondered. I just had to know. They just cut that bitch off and just let that motherfucker just run around with three legs and this bitch or something.
I mean, shit, hell no. Nigga, eating the other phone.
Oh, you know, I'm on him. I'm on that motherfucker. Just twist on that. It just.
Yeah, bro.
It's just.
No.
Fucking up.
Oxtail lips in there.
Oxtail
lips.
That's gross.
Like, what you doing with
oxtail lips? I mean, nigga, because you got everybody got
different.
You got to eat. What I'm saying, not necessarily eating different shit. Is everybody?
Can I ask him?
Nah, you just ask right there in the fucking can. Right. But I mean, everybody just eats different random shit. You know what I'm saying? But there, I guess, there are cultures of people that just utilize every aspect of the animal. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's all it is.
Yeah,
but
I mean, that's I'm my personal self. I don't want to eat no nigga lips, bro. I don't want to eat shit lips.
Facts.
I just saw pig ass, though. I'm just saying, bro. Come on, people eat that shit, bro.
But
niggas eat pig ass, man?
Yes, bro.
Not pig ass.
Pig ears, hog maws. I told you, them hog maws be hidden, my boy.
I'm not finna dap you up with that nasty shit.
That was the longest hang ever, man. I was like, hey, bro. Man, like, hell no.
I'm not finna dap you up with that
chocolate. I said, hell no.
Nigga, you eat nuts.
No, I ain't never said I'm not eating them. I'm just saying they a part of the group.
That part of the group that I
ain't got.
The fuck is you talking about? I ain't even
saying. Okay, so chitlins. Let's go ahead and get down to business. Chitlins, then.
I only touched them once in my life. I was 8 years old. I just elbowed.
Nah, I don't fuck with chitlins either, bro. I don't care. Like, to be honest, look, this is the shit I'm talking about right here. Okay, everybody be talking. Man, I don't fuck for Memphis, man. I don't fuck with country.
Shit.
No, nigga. Little Rock right now, bro. This man.
Yeah.
This man like, oh yeah, bro. Chillin' with gas.
Well, no, I'm gonna speak for me. I'm a person that eat a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
I was exposed to a lot of different stuff.
This motherfucker eat eel and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I eat that kind of shit too.
I was exposed to different stuff.
Yeah. It's just when it comes to like eating lips and asshole and all the other shit, I'm not for that. I'm not for that. Like.
It's just me, bro. And you want me to eat that?
I'm just saying, bro.
Y'all too goofy for me.
How can you fucking sit down and just sit right there next to me and tell me that your ass is just sitting out here eating motherfucking pig intestines? That's the way that shit come out of. You clean that motherfucker or not, nigga. Shit still traveling through that bitch. If shit travel through that motherfucker, I'm straight.
It do.
You gotta clean it. And guess what you cleaning out of it? Shit.
Yeah.
I mean. Now, in that case, too, now this can still be said for the same thing for like shrimp. Because, like, people
yeah,
like
okay, that's true, too.
But,
I always divine and do all my shit even after the fact. Even if I get a clean bag, I still clean them up.
So, what's the difference between shrimp and chitlins?
What you mean, what's the difference between shrimp and chitlins?
What's the difference?
Nigga,
Chitlins is the actual environment. You gotta clean both of them. They bottom feeders, you can compare them. I guess, but to be honest, compare and contrast. Now, chitlins will lose, of course. Chitlins is gonna go out, of course. Everybody eats shrimp.
The crazy thing is this, right? So like we had this conversation. I had this conversation with one of my niggas, and I was like, "Yo, bro, so you mean to tell me, right? You won't eat shrimp, but you eat catfish though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
okay, that's kind of tough though.
It ain't though, nigga. It's not, bro. Like
he just made me really think about
because it's really the same shit. Because if you think about it, bro, catfish what? Catfish basically what motherfucker like pigs on a river type shit.
Be straight under, bro. You don't even see him.
Hey, bro. When you think about it, that's kind of how. That's kind of really what it be like, though.
Damn.
Think about it.
That's real.
I mean, you got to go ahead and stay. But also at the same time, I ain't eating no fish and testing no fish asshole either, though. We ain't eating that shit. We eating the straight meat from the fish, though.
Yeah, that is true, though.
So that's, I'm talking about the whole string of that, that junk, and that shit is not facts. You gotta remember, this nigga, shit travels through them bitches. It do. I ain't gonna lie, when I seen Norbert, I kinda wanted to try the pig ass. Yeah, I ain't gonna cap. Man, I seen your motherfucking own. Even Eddie Murphy didn't eat that shit.
I'm cool, dude.
All right, I'm gonna be the only one then.
I just say it just looks scrumptious.
It looks scrumptious. I don't do all that.
I did.
I mean,
I know it's time over there, bro.
No.
Never. All right. But I'm saying though, you can't really compare catfish.
No, I get it.
But in a sense though, you can say that like HIV is the bottom feeder and PED is kind of the
true.
They just one in water, one on land.
I mean,
true,
but I ain't never seen nobody be like, yo, let's cook up the catfish and test and shit. Yeah. And like,
no, that's
like,
true.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen anybody do that shit.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's real.
I mean, I'm sure there's some nigga out there somewhere who like,
of course, hey, but
we eat all this shit.
Hey, but what about frog legs, though?
Frog legs hitting.
Man, get your country ass. No, nigga, no, fool.
Hot sauce?
No, fool! Nigga, know. No, bro, no! Look, for my nigga tried to get me, he got my ass with the frog leg, bro. I'm not finna do it. Nah, bro. My dude, he mad country, though. So, like, I ate these, they fried the junks up, right? So, cause I was like, if I'm gonna eat them, might as well eat them just fresh, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, real deal, just like, not buffet type shit, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, that's understandable.
Bruh, so he eating them just, bruh, and it's like, it's the most confusing food. I don't get it.
I ain't never seen frogs prepared.
Bruh, so like, when you eating it, when you eating this shit, bruh, like, the shit tastes like, it tastes like chicken when you eating it. When you first bite into it, you like, damn, like this shit like tastes like some chicken, whatever. You might even want to throw some blue cheese on the shit. You're like, oh, this shit fire gas like that. But then the aftertaste is just straight up like, oh, my God.
That's what it is.
It tastes like mud, fish, whatever. I'm like, bro, nah, bro, like this shit.
That's what I think people don't like them for.
This shit's weird, bro.
I think it's
the way I eat mine after I eat fried and shit like that, I do the flour and all that stuff. I put them just in ketchup.
Yep. You gotta do homemade.
Check it out, bro.
He said no. He's flabbergasted, bro. He can't believe it.
No, nigga.
Like, like that with the kettle.
Niggas not eating chitlins and shit, but they eating frog legs. What the fuck y'all doing with the rest of the frog, bro? What's the rest of the frog?
That's what I'm saying. I ain't never seen the frog.
I ain't chopping them bitches off my damn
bro. He's like frog tenders or some shit.
Yeah, you know those bitches actually do taste like chicken though. I ain't gonna
tell.
It really do.
It tastes like chicken, but it still give you that. It still give you a different taste though.
That's why
you know you like chicken, but it's hot. Yeah.
You feel me? Because it's something different.
But you can tell it's not chicken from the way it come off. You can tell it's a frog.
I ain't gonna cap. You can tell it.
Sometimes you can. Really tell the bigger they are, it's harder to tell. The bigger they are.
But at the same time, though, that is.
It's raw.
It's raw.
It's raw.
And you ain't finna sit here and cap because they just eat as fuck.
It's hot.
It is.
No, it's not, nigga.
Yes, it is.
It's not, bro. So let me ask y'all this. Let me ask you this. So can you eat toad frog? Can you eat toad legs?
I don't know.
The reason I'm asking y'all two frog eating ass niggas over here. You know what I mean? So I'm asking, bro. Okay. Toes, you know what I'm saying? Cause toes
are the biggest
ass. Yeah, toes be bigger than frog.
Would I? No.
Why not?
Cause it's just good. Hell yeah.
I mean, cause wouldn't toes would be.
If I could eat the toad frog, goddamn leg fried.
Toe leg.
Toe frog leg.
I mean, because a toe leg just like a fucking, like the turkey leg.
A fucking frog leg. Goddamn.
You wouldn't even
know that. Hey, really, if a nigga really ride with that bitch, they'll go put that hoe on the grill and smoke that hoe like a turkey leg.
That's gas.
You
bro.
Gotta widen your horizons when it comes down to
it.
I feel like people I'm like black people like this. I'm like, bro, like, nah, bro. I eat exotic, nigga. I eat sushi.
You want your alligator?
Okay, I've had alligator.
I've had snake.
I've had frog legs, but it's just frog legs was just
the aftertaste.
It was just all that, bro.
You gotta have a lot of things prepared, like, you know that's true.
Tell me don't injure.
You know that's true,
bro. The shit, it was just, it's odd, cause it's like, it's a frog, bro. Like,
of course it's a frog, bro. I mean, I'm just saying.
Everybody be weirded out about it. How, bro?
It's an animal. What I'm saying, though, at least I'm not out here eating, like shark and stuff like that, bro.
You wouldn't try shark?
Yeah, I would try shark.
I'm not trying to put meat on the shark, but what I'm saying is this, though. So, okay, so let me ask you this. Hypothetical question.
Okay.
Say it's some, like, end of world shit, and it's like, damn, nigga, here's your two choices. Your box, right? You can either get the frog legs, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
And these gonna last you for like a month. Mm. Or whatever, right?
Okay.
Eat them any kind of way you want to.
Alright.
Boiled, smoked, fried, however.
Okay. Okay.
Or, right, you can eat squirrel meat for a whole year.
I'm gonna take squirrel meat, boy.
I'm gonna eat that squirrel meat, my boy.
Rabbit, I eat rabbit, but I don't really. It's okay. It's just mad greasy tasting.
I keep hearing that.
That's the only thing.
I ain't even into it. It's nigga, the rabbit, though.
It's the frog, nigga.
You right.
I'm saying, though. I'm saying.
But it's frog though. It's frog.
We already in that. Like, we already ate the tortoise. Might as well eat the hare, my guy. You feel me?
See.
Might as well go ahead and eat the rabbit. I already ate the tortoise. You did, though. You ate the legs. You smoking rabbit, bro.
You smoke rabbit? You're not.
Smoke rabbit. Sheep.
I mean, this shit is good, though, probably.
It might be.
I don't know.
If you eat me.
I mean, that's what they be doing on them survival shows? Like, them survival shows?
I'm like, okay, it's not really that bad. Like chicken, but you eat like the thighs be like good, but they be like hella greasy tasting.
You know what I mean? It's like that. So, you have ceviche? Yeah. Okay, cool. The temperature cool then. Okay, we ain't have some exotic. So, do you eat duck? I'll take duck. Duck is fire, bro.
Nigga, I ain't never had it, nigga.
I'm not. Some duck wings? I never had duck wings, but I had actual duck. Duck to me is like the steak of birds, my nigga.
Like the steak of birds. Birds?
Yeah, bro. Like
duck is that good?
Duck is fire gas. It's like, cause I feel like it's the top of poultry, nigga.
It's just that tier.
Cause what else? What else we gonna compare this shit to though?
What else? Chicken. Better than chicken. I'm straight on duck.
Turkey.
Turkey.
I'm good on turkey.
Yeah.
I'm good on
nigga,
turkey.
Duck is
that. Was it pheasant?
I never had no fucking pheasant.
I ain't never had no pheasant either, nigga, but I'm sure it's probably gasser than that shit.
Pheasant, that shit sound gas. Hold on.
Y'all eating an ostrich egg?
Ostrich, hell no, what the fuck, I'm not talking about that. It was a dude on YouTube, they do it, whatever, they just and this shit's gross, bro.
Like they cook this ostrich and shit, my shit look nasty as hell. I'm not eating it.
It's a big omelet.
I'm not eating that shit.
Big
bro.
Omelet.
No, I'm sure. That's like too much.
It is too much. It's a lot.
I'm talking about these folks ate the bird, bro.
Oh, they ate the bird.
Yeah, bro, they on something different. Yeah, bro.
Whoa, I didn't expect them to say that.
Dude on YouTube, right?
He ate an ostrich.
They cooked, they got an ostrich, like chopped this nigga's jaw off. And like took the shit to this barbecue place. Damn. And they cooked the shit on the grill. And then they was like, they ate the shit, yo. Like,
no way.
Yeah, bro, like for real. Damn. For real. I'm not, bro, like when it got done, bro, I was like, bro, this shit look gross as fuck, nigga. Like,
and they ate that shit.
Ate it. I'm not doing it, bro.
It might have been a hit, though.
Hell no, for them, it might have been a hit on the stomach. For their stomach, all I'm thinking about is hit for their stomach. All I know is niggas didn't make it home that night.
Right. All I know, I mean, if it's going down like that, then I gotta eat this, I'm gonna eat one. But it's just in my mind, I'm just saying, nigga, in my mind, ostriches are like the horses of birds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's how I be thinking of it too. That's how I be thinking of animals too, like that's real.
It's like horses of birds, bro. Like we eating a fucking bird horse.
Yep, that's what I be thinking. This shit's weird. When they be moving,
ostriches is fast.
That's what I'm saying.
You can slick ride them junks. That's kind of cool. You slick can ride them bitches if you.
I would ride.
Like literally, nah, nigga. Like if I had a trained fucking, I would ride the hell to the store.
So I got a question, man. It was asked to us by somebody we know. They said, so when they found out about dinosaurs,
Who the fuck said
the dinosaur made that sound?
Yeah,
the sounds that they make.
Who just came out?
Was like,
and
yeah,
just was like,
"Circle sound."
Like, you know what? You know what? That's it. That's the motherfucking sound for dinosaurs now.
That's the sound for a pterodactyl.
Who? Which person made that shit? Who did that, Nate? I need answers.
Who the nigga who called them dinosaurs?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the question we should be asking.
Where he at?
I got questions for you, brother. Hey, so when you found these fossils.
What made you say dinosaurs?
You just thought, okay, these bones big as shit. All right.
Dinosaurs.
All right. Yep, that's the name we're going with. We're going to just call them that.
I mean.
How did you know?
Because, you know, it is a thing, I guess, like if you discover an animal and you're the first person to say, you can name it. You can name it whatever you want to.
Facts.
Right?
Okay.
Well, why he, like, he called
so, I mean, I guess. I mean, just think about it. At least he didn't name it something fucking dumb.
Yeah, facts. I'm understanding.
At least we could be saying fucking.
Yeah. Some of them.
Monster. The nigga could be saying monster. Like, fuck. At least he gave it a name.
Well, I'm saying.
Monster.
Look at that monster. Okay. I've always wanted to see, but the pterodactyl ain't even spelt like it sound, my nigga.
I mean, that's with everything,
bro. No, so but listen, though.
I know, pterodactyl, it's like you got a P at the front. Yeah, it got a P in the front.
Oh, I thought you said it sounds like it has a P.
No, it got a P at the front.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's a lot of words.
This is like old English, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever that is.
Right.
Yeah, right? whatever that is. Whatever old English is.
Old English.
Fuck. Whatever
crazy shit to me.
Man.
Big ass bird. That's what it could have been called, guys. Right. Big ass.
How would you explain the T-Rex?
I'm talking about the head of the T-Rex.
I mean, I don't know how to explain
it. The skeletal structure of its arms was literally like that.
I know. Nobody built that.
He didn't have no type of strength in these bitches.
No, he had all shooting badges on 2K. He had all shooting badges. Arms are so small. He had all shooting badges. He had no defensive badges. Man, what? But T-Rex had no shooting badges. He was not no shooter at all.
Well, like, on 2K. The fucking T-Rex gonna be playing basketball. What the hell is that talking about? That nigga gonna get his ass waxed on God. Nigga can't even dribble. What you doing?
That's what I'm saying. He ain't got no shooting. Oh, he got his face.
That nigga gonna be there for moral support. He gonna be the cheerleader on the sideline.
Boy.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Uncle Jerry. I just want to tell you guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. It's been a great time. I always like it when, you know, you guys are involved in the show. So don't forget to leave a message or to send a voice thing in or whatever they call it. You know, if you like the podcast that much, you can follow the podcast on Instagram, IG, I think that's what they call it, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, what's the other one called? TikTok, I guess, yeah. So anyway, you can find the podcast and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, my name is Uncle Jerry, and if you're ever in New Jersey, definitely come and holler at me, and you can get some of the best hot dogs around. You know, because that's what New Jersey does. It's hot dogs and pollution. All right, we're out of here.